On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. What happens in just under 12 minutes' time?
Well, no, it's actually at half five, Matt. So
it's a little bit more time.
42 minutes. The deadline, the extended deadline for the local property tax is up at half five. So if you haven't done it by half five, you're probably in trouble. And it's not looking good, Matt.
What sort of trouble?
Well, you know, they can do a lot of things. They want you to give them a new valuation of your home. And if you haven't done that, they can do spot checks. They can come to you and say, you owe us this money because we reckon that your property is worth X now. I mean, this is the first revaluation since 2021. So
this is sort of a red flag go on your account.
It would, yeah. And that's the first thing they'll do is they'll write to you. And they say, look, most times when they write to people, you get that letter from Revenue. People are rattled and they ring and they try and sort it out. I think there's an element here. There's a lot of people who haven't filed. The figures I got, Matt, at 12 o'clock were 1.5 million properties had returns sent in for them.
That means about 500,000 that haven't, doesn't it?
Exactly, Matt. There's about 2.1 million properties out there. So they have still, unless there's an enormous rush since between 12 o'clock and half five, there's going to be a couple of hundred thousand properties where they don't have a return yet. Now, they'll probably just let it sit for a day or two. And, you know, some people just maybe just got caught up, meant to do it today or the last day and didn't do it. But some people maybe just wrongly assume that because they're paying property tax already, they have been for a couple of years,
that just rolls over.
On. But it doesn't. You really have to tell them, because there's a revaluation, you have to tell them what the new valuation is, and you need to say how you're going to pay it next year, even if you have been paying it by direct debit or salaries, archivise, or whatever. So, you know, I think letters will be going out now in the next while if people don't get onto it.
Sarah says, read the property tax. Couldn't log in online today. Tried to call them, but the line closed at half four. So much for the half five deadline. So I think it's, another listener says, the revenue's upload system is broken.
Well, tell you the smart thing to do, you know, email them and they will regard that as compliance. Because there's 100,000...
There'll be a record then, is it?
They have a record of it. Say, look, you need to query something or you've tried to do this online and it hasn't worked. You can use my queries that's their online kind of messaging system. Say to them you've had an issue or whatever. And, you know, there's about 100,000 items of correspondence and letters and emails, whatever, they haven't got back to. They're regarding those people as being in compliance.
Well, here, because this listener says, I have not done mine yet as I have an issue that requires talking to someone, but despite multiple attempts, can't get calls answered. So that person should send an email or should log on to my queries to make it clear, I have an issue that I want to deal with. Please call me.
You guys have not been able to, I have not been able to get through. You guys haven't got enough people on the phone lines. You know, you're passing the buck to them. You're saying, right, your responsibility. You're in then. You're fine, Matt. They're not going to come after you. They will deal with it in the next couple of days.
Okay, Fergan Sligo says, I tried to update my property tax. I pay my current one from my payroll. I couldn't find the ID number for my house. Asked to get a new one, was told I would get one by post in 7 days. That was 2 weeks ago. Could they not send it by email? It's a joke, says Fergan Sligo.
Yeah, well, look, again, you're making the effort here. They're not responding fast enough. That's an issue for revenue. You know, they've been overwhelmed by this. They've made a bit of a hames of it. We already have a Fine Gael TD today calling for another extension. You know, the deadline was to be last Friday at midnight. It was extended to half five today. And now it just calls for another extension because an awful lot of people can't get to it or having problems. Or else you're just overwhelmed or bamboozled by the system. You know, not everybody is comfortable doing this. Despite the fact some people find it very easy. So,
a listener says, Revenue Secure email is called My Inquiries. You can access through my account.
That's the one I mentioned a minute ago, My Inquiries. You know, that's a great one. You know, that's a secure email system. You know, it's gone in there. There's a record of it if you send a query that way. Just say to them, look, I'm trying to observe the rules here. I'm trying to do it on time, but there's an issue here on your end.
This listener says, are people stupid? The letters came out in September. It's not rocket science. People are always using excuses. Lots of people texting and say they never got the letter.
Not everybody got a letter. I know that for a fact. The system hasn't been responding. I've been talking to tax guys today who are trying to do it on behalf of clients. You know, some of them are trying to do it on behalf of landlords with multiple properties. They're having issues with the system. So it's not entirely the fault of people not getting to it on time.
Well, give us a good news story about how many PAYE taxpayers may have overpaid tax last year and be due for a refund.
Yeah, this is a tax story. For once, it's a good news tax story. Matt, one in four PAYE workers have overpaid tax, so they're due money back. We're talking here 312,000 PAYE workers have overpaid tax last year. Now, this is official figures in a Dáil query by Labour's Jed Nash. He put a query in and he got this back from the Minister for Finance. And recent figures that Revenue gave me said, look at average refunds, €900, Matt. €900. That would go a hell of a long way to pay for Christmas.
I reckon
it's about two-thirds of the average spend on Christmas. And, you know, Christmas spending this year might be down a bit, but that's a hell of a lot of money.
But how do people go about finding out whether they've overpaid their tax and get some of it back?
Yeah, you need to go into Revenue's my account.ie.
The one we've just been talking about.
No, the one we're talking about is a messaging system. This is just my account. We'll give you all the details of your tax credits, what tax you've paid, PRSI, etc., your USC. It's got the... And you can check then what credits you're on, what refunds. You might be due a refund. It could be that you've been on an emergency tax. Thousands of people now are in the gig economy, Matt, where they're moving from job to job regularly. And, you know, they're on emergency tax for a while. There's a lot of pensioners who don't seem to realise what they're due. There are things like the rent tax credit. It's available there. It's up to €2,000 for a couple. €2,000. That would pay a month's rent. That's how expensive it is these days to rent for a two-bed apartment. It's over €2,000. So a couple renting an apartment could get €2,000 back on the mortgage tax relief. There's about 100,000 people who are not claiming that who could claim it. There's a mortgage tax relief. About 3 in 4 people who are due that are not claiming it. There's a home carer's credit. If you're at home minding children or an incapacitated child or parents or whatever, you can claim the home carer's credit, €1,950. A credit is an amount of tax you don't have to pay. So that's nearly €2,000 that you would save in tax. There are, there's money there for you. You need to go and get it. People, of course, it produces anxiety and they don't want to interact with Revenue, but you really should if you've got that kind of money there. Even if you go back to 2023, there's 230,000 taxpayers who overpaid tax.
Okay, listener says, can you please repeat the email address for the LPT queries?
Yeah, it's myinquiries.ie.
On the Revenue website.
On the Revenue
website. You're going to revenue.ie. And it's actually a pretty straightforward website. It's pretty accessible as you move around it. But if you're going to My Inquiries, that's where you can do it.
Going to myinquiries.ie, stick in a query into that. And look at it. It'll be on the letter if you have the Revenue letter, the detail. So you just get a record into them so it's there for you.
Okay. And also, if you're looking for tax back, is it the same way? Can you just do it on the website?
You can do it online, Matt. You can go into my credits. myaccount.ie.
Yeah, because the listener says, will myaccount.ie tell you if you're due a refund or do you have to work it out for yourself?
Well,
you have to provide them with the relevant information,
don't you? If you're claiming health expenses, which is an enormous one, a typical family could easily spend €2,000 on health expenses, Matt. You're due 20% back off that. Now, okay, you don't get any money you got refunded by the health insurer if you have a health insurer.
But the health insurer might only pay you back, say, a portion
half
of money that you might spend on a consultant.
So
the balance, if you, say, have gone for a private consultant, and a lot of people do, you can actually claim tax back on that
as well,
can't
you? Matt. Yeah, and that's a great one. It's a handy one to do. You need to tot up the GP's prescriptions, what you spent on those. The GP, the prescriptions, and any consultants you've gone to see, if you've had non-standard dental work as well, that'll count in there as well. Your family might have spent a lot of money on all sorts of things. You keep all those receipts. If you can't get the receipts, go up to the pharmacy. They'll give you them. The GP will give you them. calculated and put in for it, and you get 20% of that back.
Okay, listener says, it's myinquiries@revenue.ie. That's the key address that you need to know. Is that
myinquiries@revenue? That sounds right to me. Yeah. It's easy to find. Do a Google search. It'll jump up if you put in myinquiries.
By the way, Shane and Tala also says, must have been watching the television from the documentary series. Great work on the track of mortgages. You've been doing great work in the Irish Independent and on this programme for many, many years on it. You get on television and a few people really notice.
Thanks, Matt. You're very good.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.